There have been ways of doing things and traditions that my body has held to in their churches and in gatherings. And as the purging process continues, I will be able to answer questions that will bring about change to these things. For questions will begin to arise as to why things are done this way or that. As I bring about change and purging, this includes the removal of those things that have been set into thinking as being my ways. In this purging will come a liberty and a release of my spirit. For as man's ways give way to my ways, then greater room is made for me to move. For some people, the changes that are coming will be burdensome to the soul if they do not go all the way through the purging process. The ways of men will seem to make more sense than my ways and will be what they are more comfortable with. But there will be those, not the majority, who will shake off the traditions of men that still linger, and they will receive the direction of my spirit that will allow room for my hand to move, to instruct, to direct in a way that is best for what I desire to do in the days of my power. These days of change are coming, so stay close to my spirit, and even closer still. For I desire to move by my spirit in ways in which I have seldom been allowed to move in most churches. I desire a move of my spirit to be full of my ways and the leadership of my spirit. It has taken time to get to this place to prepare for the change that is coming. For I have been leading line upon line and precept upon precept to bring you forward into this hour of change and purging. I am well pleased at the closeness and yieldedness many have attained to by my grace. Continue on, for I am working a work that is preparing for me an entrance into my body, my church, that has not been granted for a long time. Continue, for you are well pleasing in your desires for more of me and even more still. And your finest hours in me are coming.